Madonna's much-anticipated free concert on Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach on Saturday, May 4, has significantly altered the dynamics of the local area, with expectations of attracting over a million fans. The event, hailed as the pinnacle of her celebration tour, is set to be the largest show in her 40-year career. Madonna, aged 65, recently arrived in Rio after completing more than 80 performances across Europe, the United States, and Mexico. This concert marks her only stop in South America. According to her production company, her arrival involved 3 airplanes and 270 tons of equipment. She has established her temporary residence at the opulent Copacabana Palace Hotel, which is directly connected to the concert venue by a catwalk. This setup drew numerous fans who gathered beneath the catwalk, hoping to catch a glimpse of the pop icon. The concert organizers anticipate creating the world's biggest dance floor, with an expected turnout that could rival the 1.5 million people who attended a Rolling Stones concert on the same beach in 2006. Despite the ensuing traffic disruptions, Mario Renato Borges, a retired resident, remains optimistic about the concert's success, particularly because of Madonna's revered status in the pop music industry. "The traffic is chaos, but the concert will be great, especially because it's Madonna, the queen of pop," he stated. From an economic perspective, the city estimates that Madonna's performance will inject approximately 293 million reais, $57 million, into the local economy, a sum that far exceeds the investment made by city authorities. The concert is expected to attract around 150,000 foreign visitors, with most local hotels already reaching full capacity. Daniela Maia, the city's tourism secretary, emphasized the concert's significance, stating, "This will undoubtedly be one of Rio's biggest international events. It will boost our economy and attract tourists from Brazil, Latin America, and all over the world." As the concert date approaches, the excitement is palpable throughout Rio, known affectionately as the Marvelous City. Mario Renato Borges reflected the community's enthusiasm with nearby posters proclaiming "Welcome, Queen," near the expansive stage setup along the beachfront. In the downtown Saara shopping district, the Licks printing shop plays Madonna's hits continuously, catering to fans seeking memorabilia. Items for sale include personalized fans, hats, and mugs, as well as replicas of the conical corset by French designer Jean-Paul Gaultier, famously worn by Madonna in 1990. Livia Reese, the shop manager, reported a surge in demand after the shop gained popularity on social media through an influencer's post. "A guy came in, took a photo and a video, and sent them to a fan club with 150,000 followers in Portugal. From there, it jumped to TikTok and Instagram," she explained. The shop anticipates long queues in the days leading up to the concert. The preparations for the concert are extensive, mirroring those typically seen during New Year's Eve celebrations in Copacabana, which are among the world's most famous. Dubbed Operation Madonna, the security strategy involves deploying 4,500 agents who will utilize drones and facial recognition cameras to ensure safety. Nearly every street corner in the vicinity will see police patrols. Local resident Najila Alves, who works in pest control, shared her excitement and her strategy to avoid the throngs of fans. "I will always love her. Madonna is timeless," she declared, planning to delay her arrival on Saturday to sidestep the dense crowds near the stage. With AFP.